विहितमहिद्रचरित्रम् अखेदम् केशवद्रीता हीनशरीरा चाय चकदीशहरे.
Now we sing together.
Ralaya payodi chale tritavan asi vedam vihita vahitra charitram akhedam keshava drita vina sarira jaya jagati sahare shittya kiha vipulatare Vishtati tava priste Tarani tarana kina chakra gariste Keshava trita kurma sarira Chaya chakati sahare Vasati dasana shikare Tarani tava lakna Sasine kalanka kaleva nimagna Keshavadrita shukara rupa Jaya jagadishahare Tavakara kamala varena kanta kuta shringam Tarita hiranya kashipu padabringam Keshavadrita Dharahari Rupa Sara Jagadisha Hare Chalaya Sivikramane Balim Akuta Vamana Padanaka Nirajanita Janapavana Keshavadrita Vamana Rupa Rudhiramaye chakratapakata papam Snapaya se paya se sanitabhavatapam Keshavadrita prikupate rupa Jaya jagadishahare Vintarasi tikshurane tikpati kamaniyam Tasa-mukha-bali-bali-brahmaniyam Keshavadrita-rama-sarira Jaya-jagadishahare Vahasiva-pushi-vishade-vasanam chaladavam Alaha-deve-de-milita-yamunavam Keshavadrita Haladara Rupa Jagadishahare Nindasiyakyavide Ahaha Shruti Chatam Sadaya Ridaya Dashita Pashukatam Keshavadrita Buddha Sharira Jaya Jagadishahare Lecha Nivaha Nidane Kalaya Sikaram Tumake Tumiva Kimapi Karalam Keshavadrita Kalki Sharira Jaya Jagadishahare Sri Jaya Deva Kaveritam Putitam Udaram Srinu Sukadam Subhadam Bhavasaram Keshavadrita Dasaruparupa Keshavadrita Dasavitarupa
Then this one.
Vedan Udharate Chakanti Mahate Pugolam Uttibrate
Daityam dharayante palim chalayate kshatrakshayam kurvate paulastyam chayate halam kalayate karunyam atandate lekshal mochayate dasakriti krite krishnaya tubhyam namaha Keshavadrita Dasavita Rupa Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahoditao Gaudataya Pushpavanto Chitta Shanta Paramonadao Namo Brahmanantevaya Go Brahmanaitaya Cha Chakatitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namah Ishvara Parava Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Chagapate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Kapta Kancha Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Haripre Pancha Kalpa Drubhyascha Kripa Sindhavevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. So who remembers what topic we had last time in this camp? Who was present? Huh? Who remember?
Shukadeva Goswami
prayers. You prepared yourself a little.
Justly.
Partially. Yeah. So the second canto, the fourth chapter, Shukadeva Goswami, before he gives his presentation of Srimad Bhagavatam, answering on Maharaj Parikshit's questions, he offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the origin, the Supreme Purusha, Krishna, to Sri Vyasadeva, requesting also that the Lord for empowerment of speaking about transcendental subject matters. As we heard this morning, Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he pointed out about transcendental subject matters you don't hear nowadays in the radio and in the TV so much. And also not, books are also not so much available in the bookstores. They're there, but people have no taste, no interest anymore for this subject. Because, no wonder, their consciousness is too much absorbed in the worldly subject matters. In Shukadeva Goswami's first instruction to Parikshit Maharaj in the second canto, first chapter, he points out that those who are too much absorbed in worldly subject matter, the Grihamedis, they have about thousands of subject matters to hear and to speak. Sahasrishu. Thousands of subject matters, but not about Krishna. Not about the avatars. Not about our relationship with God. And about the leelas or pastimes of the Lord. This subject matter, it's very confidential, even in the Vedas. As we heard also this morning, the Vedas, Upanishads, and even Mahabharata and the Vedanta Sutra didn't completely satisfy the great sage Krishna Dvaipayan Vyasadev. So he had a lack in himself, he felt some emptiness. And by being absorbed in the thought, what he did wrong, because he considered I had all my daily sadhana, rising early every morning, did my sandhyas, my morning prayers, my morning bath, I worshipping the different devas and the Supreme Lord, very without deviation. Still, why I feel emptiness? Something I did wrong. And also compiling this whole scriptures about how to follow these rituals described in the Vedas. That time, Narada Muni appeared, the son of Brahma. Brahma, the firstborn in this universe, Atmabhu, his Atmabhu. He was not born by material father and mother. His Lord, his father, and his mother was Narayana. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. So, Rama, he heard from the Lord himself about Chatusloki, Bhagavata, four original verses mentioned and described in the 10th chapter of the second canto. And Brahma, who became completely enlightened, Tene Brahma Rida Adi Kave Nuyantia Tsuraya, he wanted to give this knowledge also to his descendants. And the most worthy of his descendants was Narada Muni. He had many sons, Prajapatis, but they all became mostly engaged in fruitive activities, in the worship of yagya, performance of yagya, sacrifices described in the Vedas. And they had many offspring, many descendants in the universe. Brahma, the secondary creator of the universe, he pondered how, after all, this universe is not very auspicious for the living entities who have to take bodies according to their previous karma from my previous day. So all these Shivas will be very unfortunate. How can I benefit them? How can I benefit them? And from this pondering, from this very merciful, compassionate desire born from within his mind, actually from his heart, his pure heart, his mercy, his compassion, what appeared? Narada Muni appeared. It's not that Narada Muni just appeared from nothingness, or from the Brahman, or from Jyoti, or just had not appearance before. Narada is a Shakti Avesha avatar, and he is also in the list of Leela avatars mentioned in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the list given by Sutta Goswami. So Narada is Leela avatar. Although he's Jiva Tattva, but he's very empowered but with a certain mission. And what is the mission? He's the embodiment and the carrier of the bhakti. of disseminating bhakti in the universe. Therefore, since the beginning of Narada's appearance from Brahma's thought of mercy, compassion, how to save and benefit the conditioned souls, the jivas, Narada, he received Veena, a tambura or Veena, directly from Krishna, from the Lord himself. And with this Veena, it is, as his only companion, he travels all over the universe, chanting names of Krishna, Radhika Ramana, accompanied by his Veena. Narad Muni Bacha Veena, Radhika Ramana Nami. So that's his only business. Actually, Narad Muni is a nectar hunter. He's a real relisher and searcher of the nectar. He wants to know about the glories of the different forms and pastimes of the names of the Lord. For what? Because he wants to glorify them. He has such a great taste in glorifying the Lord that he is always seeking where I can get information about the Lord's various incarnations, about his different forms, pastimes and purposes, mission. That he wants to know. That's his great greed. He has no other interest than his only nourishment, this greed, to glorify the Lord. Therefore he is always seeking where is the Lord appearing next. And where he appears next, and then when next, so that he can witness all these pastimes of the Lord, so that he can assist these pastimes, and also glorify these pastimes all over the universe, to all the persons who are eager to hear about it. Narada is broadcasting. He's the broadcaster. He's the radio station. It's a transcendental radio station giving us information about all avatar. Actually, avatar katha, it's one of the most prominent subjects of the Bhagavata. Bhagavata means it has 10 subject matters. 10. First, creation by the Lord, by the Purusha. This is called Sarga. Second one, sub-creation by Brahma, it's called Visarga. Then the third one, subject, is Poshana. Poshana means the support or the protection of the Lord. It's called Poshana. Then the next, Stiti. Actually, Stiti is before Poshana. Stiti means maintenance. Vishnu is the maintainer of the universe. He's also the maintainer of the living entity's devotional service. And he's giving him always opportunity to come in contact with the spiritual process of bhakti. And Poshana already mentioned. The fifth is Uti. Uti. Uti means the history of the progenitors, of the prajapatis, how the living entities became disseminated and took up different bodies in human forms, in demigod forms, and in even animal forms. It's called Uti. The descendants of the great kings and the great prajapatis who disseminated the whole universe. There were all sons of Brahma, mostly. So this is called Uttakatha. And then the sixth subject is Manvantara. Manvantara Katha. That means the subject of Manvantara, the Manus. And their specific incarnation. Somebody knows how many Manus are in the day of Brahma? 14. And in the lifetime of Brahma? 504,000. So these are Manvantaras. So this is the sixth subject of a Purana, Mahapurana, like the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then the seventh subject is Isha Anukatha. Isha means the Supreme Lord. Isha, Ishvara, Isha Upanishad, Ishvara, Jagad Isha, is the Supreme Lord of the universe. And Anu, Isha Anu. Anu means the followers of Isha, the devotees. So Isha, the Lord, never comes alone, is always in association and in connection, in relation with his devotees. Therefore, we can never speak about an avatar or about Krishna or any form of the Lord without speaking also about his devotees. They're all interrelated. They're Krishna's man. And Prabhupada, he's Krishna's man. Prabhupada, one time he mentioned, there's no distance between me and Krishna. There's no separation. Because Krishna and his devotee, who is completely dependent on him and instrumental in the mission of the Lord, to please the Lord's desire, they're never separated. At any time. All the time they're together. And united. This is called yoga. This is the real meaning of yoga. Not yoga exercises, gymnastics. That's only one part of yoga. It's called asana. But yoga, it's a very complicated process. It's astanga. It's eight procedures. And asana is only one little part of it. Not main part. The main part of yoga ultimately is complete absorption in dhyana, dharana, and samadhi ultimately. Completely absorption on what? Not on emptiness, on the personality of Godhead, on the form. And for Srila Prabhupada says an avatar is not fictive, is not an imagination of somebody's mind. It is the supreme reality, the supreme tattva. And for Vishnu tattva always remains Vishnu tattva. Jiva tattva always remains Jiva tattva. And Shakti tattva always remains Shakti tattva. It's not that Jiva tattva at one point becomes Vishnu tattva. Or Vishnu tattva will become a Jiva tattva, a conditioned soul. Not possible. Vishnu is always Param, in transcendental position. Therefore, he's known as Parama. Parama Ishvara. And the living entity is Anu. Anukatha. Anukatha means he's subordinated, the servant of the Ishvara, of the Supreme Master, Parameshvara. Then the eighth subject of the Bhagavata Purana, the real history of the universe is Nirakti. That means devastation. Four kinds of devastations. Devastation after a day of Brahma. A devastation after Brahma's life. And there's a devastation in Manvantara. After one Manvantara, there's a partial devastation. So Bhagavatam, in the 12th canto, four kinds of devastations are explained. But they're all naimittika. That means they all come and go again, these devastations. There's only one, it's called Nitya. The Nitya devastation is what? The Nitya devastation is not just the dying, because dying process is also devastation. To give up a body is a constant devastation, always going on. But the ultimate devastation is the devastation of karma. And the devastation of karma can only be accomplished by bhakti. It's stated in the Brahma Samhita, Karmani, Karmani Niyadahati Kintu Chabhakti Bhajam, Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Only by bhakti, karma will become completely destroyed. As long as we have karma, we have to always take birth again and again. In one species of form of life, after another. Even after destruction of universe, or after dying, we will just stay for some time in Mahavishnu's body, and then again the jivas will take birth according to their past karma, and again take birth in a specific form, in a specific universe. Or planet in the universe. So therefore, devastation is described in the Puranas. And then the ninth topic is mukti, liberation. And the tenth subject is ashraya. Ashraya, the ultimate shelter. Parama ashraya. Supreme shelter is Krishna. As Bhagavatam states, those who take shelter, Sharanam Sharanyam Katova Kunta Paririta Katam, they are not anymore indebted to the forefathers, to the sages, to the demigods, to the society, because they please and serve the supreme shelter. Shelter means Sharanam, Sharanagati, therefore Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He gives us his very nice songbook, Sharanagati, where he teaches us the process of surrender. Krishna is demanding surrender. Sarva dharmam pritya cha, mamekam sharanam raja. That's his most confidential instruction he gives in the Gita. But he didn't teach how to surrender. And therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the how surrendering process is described, how the individual Mahajans and great devotees of the Lord surrendered to their Lord. Every devotee, Mahajan, has a specific form of the Lord, what he likes, where his path is. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he's completely devoted to Lord Nisingadeva. That's his worshipable Lord. So all the devotees have different moods, whose form of the Lord they want to worship according to their heart, innermost relationship with the Lord. This is called Sharanagati. The devotee is always completely surrendered to the Lord's desire, and tries to assist in his transcendental mission. That's why whenever the Lord descends, he also comes. The devotees also come with him. So anyway, in these lectures, this time I wanted to continue with what Shukadev Goswami was praying for. He prayed, you know, for the empowerment to speak about the creation and about the sub-creation of the universe and about all these 10 subject matters. I cannot. They were not narrated at that time in great amount of forms. It was not available. It was not easily to realize how to speak what to say to speak about it. Therefore, Shukadev Goswami prayed the Lord. To the Lord, please give me the power so that I can speak. So that these transcendental pastimes will appear on my tongue. Therefore, the tongue will become a place where rasa, where Krishna Lila rasa can become relished. And Shukadev Goswami, he was the perfect speaker. He really relished Krishna Katha. Not only about Leela, but also about Krishna's creation, about devotional service, about Krishna's devotees, about the different kings, about the different dynasties, everything in, mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, not directly related to Krishna. He saw it with his transcendental eyes in relation to Krishna. This is real theology. This is a real religion. Not that we only worship a God far, far away from here. No? Never approachable. No? And now we are just here, we can enjoy, and then sometimes when we need him, we can pray to him, you know, please give me this, please give me that. Please maintain me, please protect me. No. This is not the business of the devotee and the Lord. This is motivated. But the pure devotee and the Lord reciprocates with the pure devotee's prayers. You know. He reveals himself accordingly, how the devotee prays to him, and he always prays to him to serve him according to the desire of the Lord. Like Srila Prabhupada, when he came to the West, he also had a prayer, "Now, my dear Lord, please give me the words so that I can understand your message." I don't know how to do it, but somehow you sent me here. So please make me instrumental. See, you see, same mood, like Shukadev. Make me instrumental, you know, so that these words of Bhagavatam become truth through my mouth, so that the people will understand. And for Shukadev Goswami, after his prayers in the 5th and the 6th chapter, he spoke about creation, first creation, secondary creation. And he also spoke about the Purusha Shukta, confirmed the prayers of the Rig Veda mantras, glorifying the Purusha, the creator of the universe. Sahasrasirsa with 1,000 heads, the universal form, who includes everything that we see and that we ever experience in life, is actually included in the universal form. Therefore, the first avatar who appeared in the universe is the Purusha. First Mahavishnu, Karandatakashaya, from whom all the universe is emanated. Then in every universe, Garbhatakashaya Vishnu entered as the super soul of a universe. And there are millions and uncountable universes. Lord Chaitanya describes the Sanatana Goswami in the 20th chapter of Madhya Lila. And then the super soul of the Paramatma of the Kshiratakashaya Vishnu is Garbhatakashaya Vishnu. Therefore, Garbhatakashaya Vishnu is Hiranyagarbha. From his navel appeared Brahma on a lotus. And from that, he manifested four heads because he wanted to find out about his origin. But he could not find it because everything was dark. So he was sitting down on lotus position, Padma Asana. Therefore, the Padma Asana is meant, you know, to meditate, to sit down and to absorb yourself, become silent. And then you heard the transcendental sound, tapa. And from that sound, that is the seed of all empowerment, of all success, Krishna later on said, "Even I myself created this universe by tapa. I am pleased by that tapa, and I am attained by that tapa." So without tapa, nothing can be successful. Tapa means tapasya. And what is tapasya? It's not just renunciation, going to the Himalayas or taking bath in the cold water in a river, or stay on the very hot sun. It's not the real tapasya. Tapasya is described by Rishabhadev, Tapo Divyam, Putra Kayena Satvam, Param Saukhyam Parantam. is. Tapa means Tapo Divyam. It is a transcendental loving devotional service. Giving up your attachment that you are the doer. This is tapasya. You understand? You are not the doer. Let the Lord do. Let Him function. Let Him penetrate and guide your life. Then everything becomes perfect. Most of people don't have this faith that the Lord will guide you. Because we think, I have to take my life myself in the hand and guide. And then what happened? One failure after another. But if you let the Lord guide, this actually means real intelligence. The Lord guides you from within and from without. From within as a super soul, Antaryami, and from outside as the spiritual master. And the scriptures. And how to reveal scripture? By spiritual master. By Acharya. Acharya Mam Purusha Veda. So the Vedas are revealed by Acharya. It's not man, Vedas are not man-made. They come from the Lord. So if you want to learn Veda and the purpose of the life, then we have to learn from the external representative of the super soul, the Acharya, the spiritual master, who is enlightening us. Omagyantim Ranyasyagan Anchana Salapyam Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Kasmaji Gurvenama. He enlightens us with transcendental knowledge so that we can receive the proper vision and the proper knowledge in which direction to go. Without knowledge of Veda, we are, and without knowledge given by Vaishnava spiritual master, we are blind. We cannot do and achieve anything. So therefore we have to approach the Lord and understand the Lord. If you want to really seriously attain liberation, shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, by taking shelter in the scriptures and the Vaishnava. And the Lord Chaitanya told to Sanatana Goswami, without Vaishnava and Vaishnava Shastra, the Jiva, the fallen Jiva, has no opportunity to come out of this universe. No possible. And the Vaishnava and the Shastra are one. It's not the Shastra has one opinion and the Vaishnava has another opinion. Guru has another opinion. Guru Sadhu Shastra Chiteti Korya Aikya. Naratam Das Thapur, he says in his Prema Bhakti Chandrika songs and prayers that to understand Bhakti, it has to be confirmed by Guru Sadhu Shastra. They show us the path in which direction. Therefore, all the incarnations and the process of how to please and understand the incarnations are mentioned in the Shastras, in the revealed scriptures, and they are revealed by the Anugas, by the followers of these incarnations. And Nara Muni, therefore, he came to Srinivasadeva in the Himalayas, and requested him to write the Srimad Bhagavatam for the benefit of the jivas who are fully in the grasp of Maya, so that they have an opportunity to come out of it and can take shelter in the eternal resort. People nowadays go to resorts to recreate themselves, but our real resort, origin and shelter, and for recreation is to take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. This is what we have to learn and have developed faith. And so therefore in the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadev Goswami, in the seventh chapter of the second canto, he He gives this list of the 25 avatars by narrating Brahma's version this time. First time Suta Goswami gave 22 in the list. But because Narada Muni was very curious, he approached one day Brahma and asked him, can you please tell me, my dear father, you are the Lord or you are not? From one point it seems that you are the Lord, and one point it seems you are not, because you're always meditating about something. And sometimes you seem to be helpless. Can you please tell me? So then Brahma, he told to Narada, my dear Muni, clever, sage. Actually, Narada, he already knew. He knew, but he wanted to get testified from the words of Brahma, the supreme authority of the Vedas himself, to confirm who is God. Is he God or who is not God? Because some they consider Brahma God, some they consider Shiva God, some they consider Durga God, some consider somebody else's God. Like in India, you see, there are so many worshippers of different gods, and everyone claims this is like that, this is my God, is the best. Ultimately, everything is one, but my God is the best, he's the leader. But the Vedic ultimate statement of Bhagavad school is, by Brahma himself, that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And this is also confirmed by Shiva. Radhanam Savisham Vishnu Radhanam Param Tasma Paratram Devi Tadiyanam Samajana. The supreme worship is the worship of Vishnu, or the origin of Vishnu, and means Krishna. And even better than that, is the worship that what is dear to him, the Vaishnavas, or Tulsi Devi. This is Tadiya Seva. So after Brahma explained the whole first creation of the Purushas and then the second creation of Brahma, he explained how the different avatars also appearing, avatars of the Lord appearing regularly in one universe or another. These lila avatars, they all come and go, like currents on a river. They come and go. You see, the river is always have waves and whirlpools, sometimes going this direction, that direction. So the avatars are coming like waves on the river, and they also go in this direction, that direction, appearing and disappearing. So the avatars coming and going. But they are not a material product, they always stay in transcendental position. This is testified by Brahma and through Narada, and so in this way it came down to the cyclic succession to Sri Vyasadeva. And Sri Vyasadeva compiled Srimad Bhagavatam ultimately, he teach it to his son Shukadeva. Shukadeva narrated to Maharaj Parikshit, and there Suta Goswami was present. Suta Goswami gave it to Bhagavatam to the sages of Naimisharanya. And only after that, Sri Vyasadeva wrote down the 18,000 slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam. Before that, there was only a preliminary notes of some important slokas. And then in the end, only after Bhagavata was narrated by the Bhagavata devotees, then it became complete Bhagavatam. 18,000 slokas. That's the great work. This is called the Amala Purana, Vaishnavam Priyana. It's a spotless Purana, and it's the most dear literature of the Vaishnavas. Because from the very beginning to the end, it's all related to Krishna. Even the creation, all the pastimes, even from the kings, everything is related in relation to Krishna and his different incarnations. So the Brahma, he starts in his explanation or numbering of the avatars with Varaha. So that's the beginning of the seventh chapter. Avatar starting with Varaha, along with their activities, with the mission. That's very important. An avatar is always, you have to understand, he has not only a form, he also has a mission. He represents a specific powers. Vibhutis, and they're associated with that, accompanied by their devotees. And that is all described in the summary by Rama. The list of these Leela avatars, they're all listed as Leela avatars, is 25, although some of them are not Leela avatars themselves in a technical way. The Leela avatars are the mentioned as Matsya, Purna, Varaha, Nisingha, Vamanadeva. They are the main Leela avatars. Balaram, and others are specifically empowered. So I will narrate this later. The list of these Leela avatars mentioned here is not chronological. Avatar means descending from the spiritual world to this universe with a specific mission and born accordingly. In the first canto, chapter 3, a list of 22 avatars are given, beginning with the four Kumaras, then Varaha, then Devashi Narada, then Nara Narayana, Kapila Dev, Tatatraya, Yagya, Rishabhadev, Ritu Maharaj, Matsya Avatar, Kurma Avatar, Dhanvantari Avatar, Mohini Murti Avatar, Nisingha Dev Avatar, then Vamana Dev, Parusharam, Yasadev, Ramachandra, Balaram. Krishna also is mentioned, although he's Avatari. It's later on confirmed by Sutta Goswami. Buddha Dev, and Kalki. Although Lord Krishna is also listed as Avatar, he's actually known as Avatari, the source of all incarnations. Ete Chamsa Kalapum Sham, Krishna's Du Bhagavan Svayam, Indrari Vyakulam Lokam, Mridayanti Yuge Yuge. This Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.28. 28, it is stated, all of these above mentioned incarnations are either plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of the Lord, but Lord Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, Avatari, the cause of all incarnations. All of them appear on planets whenever there is a disturbance created by the atheists or asuras. The Lord incarnates to protect the deities, the devotees, the suras. The incarnation of Krishna is therefore Vasudev and Balaram. Vasudev means the first expansion of Krishna, Vasudev and Balaram together, as the eight avatars. In the Tridash Avatar Stotram, a list of the 10 Leela avatars are described. O Keshava, Jagadisha, all glories to you, who have assumed the form of Matsya, you easily acted as a boat in the form of a gigantic fish to give protection to the Vedas, which had become immersed in turbulent sea of devastation. Keshava, Lord of the Universe, all glories to you, have assumed the form of Kurma. The Mandara Mountain rests upon your back as a pivot for churning the ocean of milk. From holding up the huge mountain of a scar-like depression appeared on your back, which has become most glorious. O Keshava, Jagadish, all glories to you, who has assumed the form of a boar, Varahadev. The earth which has become immersed in the Garbhodaka ocean sits fixed upon the tip of your tusk like a spot upon the moon. And then, famous for us, Nisingadev, half man, half lion, O Keshava, Lord of the universe, all glories to you, O Lord Hari, who has assumed the form of a half man, half lion, Nara and Simha. Just as one can easily crush a wasp between one's fingernails, so in the same way the body of the wasp-like demon Hiranyakashipu has been ripped apart by the wonderful pointed nails on your beautiful lotus hands. And the fifth one, O Keshava, Lord of the universe, all glories to you, Lord Hari, who has assumed the form of a dwarf Brahmana, Vamana. By your massive steps you deceive King Bali by the Ganga that has emanated from the nails of your lotus feet, you deliver all living beings within this world. O Keshava, Lord of the universe, all glories to you, Lord Hari, who has assumed the form of Prigupati, Parusharam. At Kurukshetra, you bathe the earth in the stream of blood from the bodies of the demoniac Kshatriyas that you have slain. The sins of the world are washed away by you, because of you people are relieved from the blazing fire of material existence. O Keshava, Lord of the universe, all glories to you, Lord Hari, who has assumed the form of Ramachandra. In the battle of Lanka, you destroyed the ten-headed demon Ravana and distribute his heads as a delightful offering to the presiding deities of the ten directions. His action was long desired for by all of them who were much harassed by this monster. O Keshava, Lord of the universe, all glories to you, Lord Hari, who has assumed the form of Balaram, Aladhara. On your brilliant white body, you wear garments the color of fresh blue rain cloud. These garments are colored like the beautiful dark hue of the river Yamuna, who feels great fear due to the striking of your plowshare. Hala. Hala means plow. Tara means carrier. O Keshava, Lord of the universe, all glories to you, Lord Hari, who has assumed the form of Buddha. In your compassionate heart, you decry the slaughtering of sacrificial animals. Established Ahimsa Padam. O Keshava, Lord of the universe, all glories to you, Lord Hari, who has assumed the form of Kalki. That's the last and the end of Kali Yuga. You appear like a comet and carry a terrifying sword for bringing about the annihilation of the wicked barbarian man at the end of the Kali Yuga. So, Srila Prabhupada is pointing out the incarnations of the Lord are not concocted idea of fanciful man who create an incarnation out of imagination. The incarnation of the Lord appears under certain extraordinary circumstances, and the incarnation performs a task which is not even imaginable by the tiny brain of mankind. The modern creators of the many cheap incarnations may take note of the factual incarnation of God, as described here by Brahma, the highest authority of Vedic knowledge. Lord Chaitanya's instruction to Sanatana Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita mentioned the Leela avatars only briefly, Madhya Leela 20, 396-99. He further described other categories of avatars. Although all 22, respectively 25 avatars are mentioned as Leela avatars, there are actually six categories of avatars. The Leela avatar is one category, other one is Shakti Avesh avatar, an avatar was specifically empowered with a certain mission, like Narada Dev is empowered by the Bhakti Shakti to spread Bhakti throughout the universe. The four Kumaras are empowered by knowledge. This you will hear in the seminar or lectures given by Krishna Kshetra Maharaj. I asked him today what is his topic, and he says he speaks about the Leela of the four Kumaras, how they come to Vaikuntha, to the gate, and he will give any interesting information about that. Then Yuga avatars, the yoga avatars will appear in the different yogas. These will all be different subjects in these lectures. Then the Purusha avatars, that means the three Purushas, Mahavishnu, and the other two Vishnus who are appearing for the creations, purpose of creations and maintenance of the universe, and then the Manvantara avatars who are in charge for a certain Manvantara, 14 in the day of Brahma. And then there's a seventh avatar is also to mention of importance, is the Archa avatar. I also want to speak about that in one day, about deity, Murti, the deity form of the Lord, who also appears as an Archa avatar. He comes as in form to his devotee and accepts service from that devotee, from the devotee. So these are seven avatars. Lila means Matsya, Kurma, Varahana, Rasinga, Vamana, Ramachandra, Balaram, and Krishna. They're all Lila avatars. Krishna is mentioned also. Shaktyavesha is Narada, Kumara, Skritu, Buddha, Kalki, Parushuram, Kapiladev, Vishabhadev. They're all Amshas or partial incarnations of Vishnu Tattva, or its specific empowerment. And the third is Yuga avatars, specific incarnations to establish the Yuga Dharma. And Satya Yuga is Hamsa, the main avatar. Kapila Dev is also mentioned in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya as an avatar in the Satya Yuga, Yuga avatar. But the main one is Hamsa avatar, because it comes in the form of a Brahmachari and teaches the process of meditation in the white color. In Treta Yuga, reddish color, Yagya, and in Dvapara Yuga, blackish color, as Krishna, and in Kali Yuga, in yellowish color, as Sri Chaitanya. Also, there will be one class about Lord Chaitanya avatar. Sri Chaitanya is a hidden incarnation. Jana avatar, because he comes, although the Lord himself as a devotee. In general, the Lord is known as Tri Yuga, because he comes in three yugas, Satya, Treta, and Dvapara. And in the fallen age of Kali Yuga, he comes as Bhakta to introduce the Yuga Dharma, Harinam Sankirtana. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 334, Lord Chaitanya states, in Satya Yuga, the people were generally advanced in spiritual knowledge and could meditate upon Krishna very easily. The people's dharma in Treta Yuga was to perform great sacrifices. This was induced by the personality of Godhead in his reddish incarnation. And in Dvapara Yuga, the people's dharma was to worship the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, Lord Krishna, appearing in a blackish body, personally introduced people to worship him. Sri Chaitanya concludes by quoting a Bhagavatam verse, Tritiya Dhyayato Vishnum Tretayam Yachito Makai Vapare Paricharyam Khalau Tatari Kirtanam. Whatever result was obtained in Satya Yuga by meditating on Vishnu, in Treta Yuga by performing sacrifices, and in Dvapara Yuga by serving the Lord's lotus feet, can also be obtained in Kali Yuga simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And then the fourth is Purusha avatar, the four Purushas, the Puna avatars, Vishnu, Shiva, Brahma, and the Manvantara avatars, 14 Manus in a day, Brahma. So this is now some introductory I wanted to give. Maybe you have some questions?
In the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the Vibhuti is very classified. They are some kind of avatar?
Yes. Vibhutis means specific powers of the Lord in the universe, who are appearing in the universe. They're not Vishnu Tattva in full, but they represent some of his powers. And some of these powers of the vibhutis, they're even material. Because as told this morning, the material universe is also the Lord Himself. What is this verse? Narada, he quotes to Vyasadeva, you know, that the universe Himself is Bhagavan. It's the universe of all. And therefore, the vibhutis, they're representing specific powers in the material world, coming actually by the Lord. The Lord Himself is the powerhouse, supreme powerhouse, the origin of everything. And vibhuti is a spark or some particles of His unlimited power. So there's actually no power, no energy working independent of the Lord. This we have to understand. Everything dependent or independent is under the control of the Lord. What seems to be independent is an illusion. This is Maya. That's our very explanation of what is Maya and what is not Maya. Maya is that, but that if we forget Krishna and don't see in a relation with Krishna. And not Maya or yoga means everything seeing in relation with Krishna. Okay? Not a question.
Hare Krishna. My question is in connection with your morning lecture concerning inspiration given by Narada to Vyasadeva to write this Srimad Bhagavatam. I would like to hear more about this process of realization through first there is inspiration and then there is realization of this impetus of this inspiration given through the heart or through the mind, this connection between mind and heart. There is inspiration. It is mentioned in 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, but very short. So I am interested in something more of this process of realization of the of something we have inspiration to do. It comes from the heart, from the mind, and it comes out somehow. That's something mysterious for me.
Yeah. As long as the mind is separate, let's say like that, as long as the heart is not in a relation with the Super Soul or with the Supreme Lord and the Guru and Krishna, then the heart is bewildered. The heart is unclean. And as long as the heart is unclean, the mind is also unclean. And therefore there seems to be a difference between mind and the heart. But if actually the heart become purified, the mind naturally also become purified, and there is a oneness between the mind and the heart. And then there's no more bewilderment. There's no more bewilderment. Only if we see this in difference or in not connected with the absolute truth, then the mind and the heart and this we see something completely separated. But actually, this is it's a oneness because it's a pure state. The mind is appearing from the mode of goodness in the creation. The mind, intelligence, in the mode of passion. And as long as we only listening on the bewildered passion and intelligence, then the mind also becomes bewildered and become confused and will engage in materialistic activities. But if the mind comes back to his original status of sattva, Vasudev sattva, actually transcendental goodness original. So if the mind becomes purified with sattva-guna, tadara chastamobhava kamalobhadashaya chitaratar anavidyam svitvam sattva prasidati. Then you become happy. Then you feel satisfaction. Then the mind and the heart are in union. There's satisfaction. And as long as we don't achieve this yoga with the Supreme Lord, there's always a struggling between the senses and the mind and the intelligence. And there's only confusion then. Then we have to take so much alcohol and drugs and to engage in crazy things who are not related with the Lord, just to forget the problems of life, anxieties of life, watching TV and all these things. But if you are getting a taste in Krishna consciousness activities and sound, then you lose gradually more and more interest in these bewildering activities. Because anavrita shabdaha, we come to in the material world by sound, we can also come out of with sound. If the sound becomes transcendental, then this same sound that brings you to the material world, brings you, uplifts you, takes you out of the material world. Therefore, that's the power of mantra. Krishna, Hare Krishna mantra, Gopal mantra, all these mantras, they're helping us to deliver us from this entanglement of the material creation. So we have to stop here, sorry, because the next creation, the next speaker, Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj, I already announced you topic. It will be very interesting about the four Kumaras, Leelas. So it's also related to my topic. So I can skip this topic then. In details, I only will mention, already mentioned short now, but then we have plenty of subject matters. Not to speak about material subject, plenty of things, but plenty of subject matter about the different avatars. So it's not a, scarcity of information. One time they asked Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Maharaj, can you also write a journal or a newspaper, news always about the spiritual world? Then he says, yeah, the spiritual world is unlimited, this material world is so tiny, so very, very limited in comparison with the unlimited spiritual world, you know, it's ananta. So that means I can not only bring out the newspaper and every day, but every moment about the different topics about spiritual subject matters. More tomorrow. Hare Krishna.